As we continue these days of the solemn novena to the Holy Spirit, beseeching His coming upon us and inflaming us with the divine fire of His love. And with the Father and the Son, we celebrate on this day a very special and unique feast, a feast of St. Peter Celestine, known also as Celestine the Fifth. St. Peter was born in the beautiful town of Isernia in the Apennines, one of the tallest towns in the southern part, really, of Italy. If you go from Naples to Padre Pio's, to San Giovanni Rotondo, you have to go through Isernia. It's a very high, beautiful medieval city. It is there that he was born, and he very soon decided that he had to follow a monastic, eremitical vocation. So he went into the mountains by himself and prayed. But like always happens, other disciples came and followed him. And so he founded the Celestine branch of the Benedictine order. Well, at the end of the 13th century, when the Holy Father died, they couldn't get together. I mean, they got together physically, but they could not agree. Who's going to be elected? Of course, in those days, there were very few cardinals, maybe 50, maybe even less. And nobody could agree on what cardinal could be the pope. So somebody came up with a bright idea, and always somebody comes up with a bright idea. Let us go get the monk, Celestine. And everybody knew him, knew about him. He was already regarded as a saint. And so they came, and something which today would not be possible, without his approval or consent, they elected him pope. And they brought him back to Rome, almost dragging him back to Rome, and he chose the name Celestine the Fifth. He didn't last long. He couldn't stand the court. He was used to his solitude and to monks surrounding him, not worldly, selfish cardinals and bishops who always wanted something out of him. And so, in a couple of years, he resigned. He was one of the few popes in the history, other than, of course, Benedict, to resign. And he went back, or he tried to go back to his monastery, but his successor, who was actually a good pope, but he was hated by many because he stood for something, Pope Boniface VIII, decided that he should stay. So he was basically not in a prison, but he was not allowed. He was almost like in house arrest. He could go nowhere because they were afraid that somebody would kidnap him and say, "This is the real pope, not you," and then the church would be split in two. So they had good intentions. But anyway, St. Peter Celestine, and he combined it sometimes, Peter Celestine or just Celestine, died under house arrest. And, of course, not too long afterwards, like I think 10 or 11 years after his death in 1296, he was canonized under the name of Peter Celestine. In addition, of course, today we continue with this fourth day of the novena to the Holy Spirit. But I was reading, finishing that gargantuan book about St. Peter Canisius, and it's written by another Jesuit who wrote other biographies. All of them are equally gargantuan and to the detail, but I found something in there that I thought were very, very amusing. St. Peter Canisius preaching to the peoples, because he was sent by the Pope to Germany to convert them from the evils of Luther. He called Luther a hog in heat. I found that totally
humorous
and hilarious. So remember that Martin Luther was a hog in heat. Now, I don't know much about pigs, but that's what he called them. Saints can also have a sense of humor, and they can also hit with both fists when necessary. Don't forget that. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.